Picture a community meeting about school funding spiraling into chaos, accusations flying, tempers flaring, political battle lines drawn. Then a veteran teacher stands up. She doesn't defend the proposal or attack opponents. Instead, she asks a simple question. Don't we all want quality education and equal opportunities for our kids? The room goes silent. That shift, from hostile division to shared values, illustrates what happens when a message resonates so deeply it becomes impossible to unhear. This is the transformative power Tamsin Webster unlocks, not through manipulation or clever wordplay, but by understanding the hidden architecture of human decision-making. Drawing from her unique background, directing theater, leading marketing at Harvard Medical School, and executive producing TEDx Cambridge, Webster reveals why some ideas stick while others evaporate. Her approach has helped organizations raise millions and shift entrenched perceptions, all by respecting one fundamental truth. Lasting change happens when your message aligns with what people already want and believe. Change isn't about doing something different. It's about how people react to that possibility. In 1847 Vienna, Dr. Ignaz Semmelweis discovered that handwashing dramatically reduced maternity ward deaths. His colleagues rejected the solution because it contradicted their beliefs about disease and challenged their identity as naturally clean gentlemen. 7 years later, Florence Nightingale succeeded where Semmelweis failed, not by challenging doctors directly, but by aligning handwashing with beliefs they already held. Sustainable change requires intrinsic motivation, where behaviors align with identity and values. Trust forms the foundation. People assess your capability and intent through instinctive honest signals. When they sense manipulation, even desired changes get rejected. The greatest danger is reactance. When people feel forced, they'll reject things they actually want to regain control. You control your approach, what information you present, whose perspective you argue from, and your true intentions. Successful change begins with understanding the story behind every decision. Ever walked into IKEA planning to spend $200 on dishes and left with $300 of unplanned purchases? Research shows 60% of IKEA purchases are unplanned. This reveals something profound. Our decisions aren't rational calculations, but stories we tell ourselves. What we call rational, a logical weighing of pros and cons, is actually a narrative created after our brain has already decided. These internal stories establish cause and effect relationships based on beliefs shaped by perceptions, all crafted unconsciously before rational processing occurs. People decide to act only when they've unconsciously accepted their brain's internal argument for how a particular action will deliver a desired outcome. They'll change an action only if the story supporting it changes first. Most persuasion fails because it presents only the action and outcome, leaving out the silent assumptions that make internal arguments work. Without the connecting logic, people dismiss the argument or fill in gaps with existing beliefs, usually concluding not to change. Make your case an actual argument people would build themselves. The more closely your argument aligns with stakeholders' internal logic, the more directly you're uploading your case into their brain's story processors. Our deepest beliefs shape not just our actions, but what we perceive as possible. When your argument rests on principles the other person doesn't share, they literally cannot agree with your conclusion, no matter how logical your reasoning. Their opinion will change only if their outlook changes, which is unlikely at the primal level. People's brains rely on pre-existing beliefs encoded into behavior rather than inventing new stories for every decision. Our tendency to assume others share our worldview, the false consensus effect, is the primary obstacle to understanding others' principles. Beliefs are often deeply emotional and tied to identity. Challenging them triggers reactance because people perceive it as questioning their very self. When someone feels smart, capable, and good in your eyes, they often think you must be smart, capable, and good too. This builds essential trust. Identity is the only extrinsic motivation approaching intrinsic motivation's power. To inspire lasting change, give people a better story about themselves, one where their identities remain intact even as their actions change. When deeply held beliefs clash with proposed changes, attacking them triggers reactance and rarely works. However, people often hold equally strong beliefs that would support your change if surfaced, like how environmental skeptics become advocates when conservation is framed as resource stewardship and economic efficiency. Conventional approaches either challenge limiting beliefs directly or offer new ones, but neuroscience works against both. Challenging beliefs triggers fight-or-flight responses, while new beliefs struggle against cognitive inertia. Research shows people's brains process opinions they agree with the same way they process facts, making direct challenges counterproductive. The key is to exchange beliefs rather than challenge them. When you identify and leverage beliefs as strong or stronger than those opposing change, you create an equally strong foundation for new behaviors. A company's shift to remote work succeeded by emphasizing shared beliefs in work-life balance and trust rather than battling resistance. This transforms change from confrontation into collaboration, creating a bridge to new possibilities while maintaining psychological safety.
Humans naturally avoid pain. It's wired into our survival instincts. Abrupt changes like quitting sugar cold turkey or sweeping organizational overhauls often fail because immediate discomfort outweighs distant benefits. People more readily adopt behaviors aligned with their previous actions due to behavioral consistency. When new processes feel like small steps from current practices, teams are less likely to reject them. Breaking significant changes into smaller, comfortable steps eases transitions and builds confidence gradually. Much persuasion advice focuses on creating pain to motivate action, the burning platform approach. While pain may drive quick movement, no one continues something that feels painful long term. Using fear of job loss might yield short-term results, but often leads to decreased morale and higher turnover. For lasting change, focus on reducing pain rather than introducing it. Acknowledge existing struggles to build credibility, but don't leverage pain you've created to force action. Think of change like a dimmer switch rather than an on-off button. Gradual adjustments allow people to acclimate while moving steadily toward the desired state. While buyer's remorse stems from hasty decisions, there's no believer's remorse. When someone believes their decision aligns with their identity, they won't regret it, even if implementation proves difficult. Steve Jobs mastered this with 1,000 songs in your pocket for the iPod, making the unfamiliar feel familiar through elements audiences already valued. The most common persuasion mistake is starting from your perspective rather than your audience's. The sweetest negotiation words are, "That's right," not "You're right." When someone says, "That's right," they've embraced your point as their own with full agency, creating an indelible scene in their personal story. Like an orchestra tuning to an oboe's A note, chosen because every string instrument has an A string, alignment creates maximum resonance. When your change message tunes to what people want and believe, one simple idea can inspire lasting transformation. Stop trying to change minds through force. Instead, listen deeply, understand people's existing stories, and craft messages that resonate with the music already playing in their hearts.